De novo com as irmãs, Mr. Tenzvedu Jesus Cristo.
Once more, I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Shatare, de novo com as irmãs, Mr. Tenzvedu Jesus Cristo.
I'm trying to hear my voice.
Diriweza com os guais virando.
Speakers, you know.
My speaker.
I don't want to hear myself. I want to hear the speaker so that I know you are hearing me.
Andisikuda kuzvinzwa, ndoda kunzwa ma speaker kuti ndigoziva kuti muri kundinzwa.
I think they are fixing that and the rebounds and so on.
Funga vari kugadzirisa izvozvo.
Amen. You love the Lord. Somebody say amen.
Munoda Ishe here, mumwe munogati amen.
Amen. Are you hearing me from the speakers?
Muri kundinzwa here kubva kuma speaker?
Yeah, that's better now. Amen. All right, they will tell me when I should use this one. So happy to be in the church of my friends, Brother Nami Nesu, an old timer and an old friend of mine. Brother Paul Mawango, an old timer and an old friend of mine.
And blessing.
And then when I got here, a baby was dedicated by the name Blessing. I was just enjoying that. So I'm expecting a double blessing today. Amen. With your prayers. Amen. All right. I come from Nyanga. It's a high place. The highest place in Zimbabwe is there. We are about 2,000 and something meters above sea level.
Amen.
And you know what the prophet says when he was speaking about those who were in the balcony? He said, what about the balcony up there? He said, you know what? Geographically speaking, you are just a little closer to heaven than they are down here. Say, that's right. Put your hands up and say, God, I want to recognize tonight that Jesus, God's Son, and so on. And he's saying that. And I think that's why pulpits are made to be slightly higher than the others. We are closer to heaven. And I come from a place which is quite high. You know, closer to heaven. Amen.
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 So I believe what the Lord is giving me there, as I am closer to heaven, is very important for the bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe even the message which he has inspired upon my heart is going to be a double blessing for this church here. Amen.
Amen.
We want to believe that. How many are going to believe that? All right.
Amen.
So without wasting much time, we are going to get started. Amen. And I'm sure the Lord is going to give us something. He's also going to bless me here. Let's just bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of mercy. And Lord, we believe one of these days we are not going to part anymore. And right in that place, we know it's a big place reserved for every believer in the whole world. Lord, you're so mysterious. With you, all things are possible. Lord, we would like to be there with the saints who have gone before us. Now we invite you among us now, and we pray, Heavenly Father, that you may just be give us a double blessing today. The message which you gave me, I believe, was given to us by the divine interpreter of the Word of God of this day, William Marion Branham. And Lord, I believe it's for the benefit of the bride. You are preparing us for your great coming. We would like to meet you in the air one of these days. We would like to meet the saints who have gone before us one of these days. We would like to meet Sister Loveness one of these days. Come, Lord Jesus, and have your way among us now. Lord, so that we can end up saying it was good to be in the house of prayer. Heavenly Father, David even said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Lord, we would like to be glad today by the anointing of the Holy Ghost among us. Bless this meeting now. Bless the pastor. Bless our office bearers. Bless the musicians. Bless the Sunday school teachers. Bless everyone, Lord. Let everyone feel like they are serving the Lord in everything they are doing. Lord, I pray for this church and quieten them, comfort them after difficult times they are going through here and there. Just comfort them by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I pray, believing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Now let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We are starting on verse 13. Maybe this thing is not doing very well. Maybe. Should I remove it? Yes, yes, yes. Oh, you mean it's now operational? Okay, fine. Wonderful. Everything is fine now. He knows what I have is important for us. That's why he's fighting it. But from the prayer of the pastor, I noticed that you have got a seasoned man here. The way he was praying, you know, I just felt, hey,
yeah.
The prayer was rich.
Amen.
Amen. Pane kungonamata kwekungoti ndazinamata nekunamata uchibvira
kuchibve pamoyo. That you just pray because you've been asked to pray. From the heart, and that's full of the richness of the message.
God bless you, Pastor. Amen.
Amen.
You are the second brother Chesa here, second brother Blessing Chesa.
Blessing Chesa, would you pray here, Pano?
Amen. Amen. With a double blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. One of these days, I'm going to see my friend, Brother Chesa. Amen. Then I'll tell him that the standard you set in this tabernacle, it was kept by the man who was chosen by the people. Amen.
Amen.
It's
not about fighting or strife. It's about the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
in the humbleness of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Okay. Now, we are reading from the book of Thessalonians, chapter
4.
Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. It's a familiar scripture. Going down to 18. All right. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, and ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope.
Zvino hama dzangu hatidi mushaive kuziva pamusoro pevavete kuti murege kuchema sevamwe vasina tariro.
For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
Nokuti kana tichitenda kuti Jesu wakafa akamuka zvikare, saizvozvo avo vakavata muna Jesu Mwari achavauyisa pamwe chete naye.
For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep.
Nokuti tinokuudzai neshoko rashe kuti isu vapenyu vakasara kusvikira pakuuya kwashe hatingatotadzisa avo vavete.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Nokuti ishe amene uchaburuka kudenga, nokudanidzira kukuru, nenzwi romutumwa mukuru, nehwamanda yaMwari, vakafa muna Kristu, vachatanga kumuka.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Zvino isu vapenyu vakasara, tichatorwa pamwe chete navo mumakore, kuti tichingamidze ishe mudenga, naizvozvo tichava naye nguva dzose.
You should smile when you hear that.
Mufana kunyemwerera pamunonzwa izvi.
Wherefore comfort one another with these words.
Naizvozvo nyaradzanai namashoko awa.
May God bless the reading of his word as you take your seats now.
She varoba fadze kuverenga kushoko ravo muchigara henyu pasi.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, you'll notice in verse 16, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. I was happy to see musicians, you know, playing the trumpet. Whatever they call it. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, I would like to speak to you on a subject which we were sharing in Nyanga. Maybe let me give it this title. Rapture is a revelation to be revealed.
Kuvutwa chizaruro chichazo zaruro.
A rapture
kuvutwa
is a revelation
chizaruro
to be revealed
chichazo zarurwa.
Can you just say that to your friend?
Nogona kutaurira shamari yako kana muna ari pedyo newe.
Kuvutwa is a revelation
chizaruro
to be revealed
chichazo zarurwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Mazvitaura mushe here imimi.
Have you spoken it properly?
Kuvutwa chizaruro chichazarurwa.
Rapture is a revelation to be revealed.
And is where?
Isn't that right?
All right. Now that being the case,
izvo zviri zvomamirire zvinhu,
the prophet must have spoken about it.
Profita vanofanira kunge vakazvitaura.
And if the prophet spoke about it,
kana muprofita vakazvitaura,
then we can also speak about it freely.
Isu takutotaura pamusoro pazvo takasununguka.
Knowing that is the divine interpretation of the scriptures by the prophet.
Tichiziva kuti idudziro inobva kuna Mwari yapiwa muprofita.
For prophets are divine interpreters of the word of God.
Nekuti vaprofita vadudziri vemweya waMwari.
And we thank God for William Marion Branham in this day.
Tenda Mwari na William Marion Branham muzvari
rino. We are not ashamed of him.
Hatinyari naye.
We say it publicly.
Tinozvitaura pajegerere.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. And so we are going to start with this quotation, which is in the message, the rapture. That you notice that he spoke about it. Yes, on paragraph
65.
The prophet says,
prophet
anoti, but to the church, the bride,
mwenga.
Do you believe you're part of the bride?
Yeah.
All right, the rapture is a revelation to her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophet says,
prophet anoti,
to the bride,
mwenga.
To you,
Pauri,
the rapture
kubutkwa.
Is a revelation.
Chizaruru.
Amen.
Amen.
It's revealed to her.
Zvino zaruro kwaari.
And revelation comes from God, brother.
Chizaruro chinobva kuna Mwari, hamanzvadzi.
So God has got to reveal it.
Mwari vanofanira kuzvizarura.
He's the one who reveals it to the bride.
Ndiye vanozvizarura kumwenga.
He's the one who reveals it to you and you and everyone else all over the world.
Ndiye anozvizarura kwamuri mose pasi rose kune munhu wese ari mumwenga.
Now, before
we talk about a lot of things, that is actually a paradox, the way he does it.
Amen.
Amen.
Now,
you know,
that the revelation, the true bride of Christ, will be waiting for that revelation of the rapture.
Zvino mwenga wezvokwadi waKristu unenge wakamirira chizaruro chechokwadi chokubvutwa.
Amen.
Amen.
I wish Brother Phineas was saying this
here. Hey, Brother Phineas, I'm going to tell you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Brother Phineas.
Could you have been this?
Hallelujah. All right. Now, amen. We are waiting
takamirira
for God
kuti Mwari
to give us that revelation.
Ati pechi zaruru ichi.
That's why I said
Doksakandati,
we are speaking on the rapture.
Tiri kutaura pamusoro
pekubvutwa. Is a revelation
chizaruro
to be revealed.
Chichazo zarurwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we are waiting for it.
It has
to be
revealed.
Now, it is a revelation.
Zino,
so the revelation is faith.
Nekuti chizaruro kutenda.
You cannot have revelation without it being faith. Faith is a revelation.
Kutenda chizaruro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it's something that's revealed to you.
Nekuti chinhu chazarurwa kwauri.
Faith is a revelation. Somebody say amen.
Chizaruro mumwe munhu ngati amen.
Faith is something that has been revealed to you.
Kutenda chimwe chinhu chazarurwa kwauri.
That's why sometimes we call it a rupturing faith.
Ndokusaka dzimwe nguva tichiti kutenda kwekubvutwa.
Because it has to be revealed.
Nekuti zvinofanira kuzarurwa.
And revelation comes from God.
Zvino chizaruro chinobva kuna Mwari.
Like what Peter got that day when Jesus had asked, who do men say that I am?
Sezvakaita kuna Peter paakabvunza kuti vanhu vanoti ndirani.
Peter said it.
Petro akazvitaura.
Thou art the Christ, Son of the living God.
Zvikanzi ndimi Kristu, mwanakomana waMwari anorarama.
Straight away said,
zvino Jesu pakare
paka, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you.
Nyama neropa hazvina kuzarura izvi kwauri.
Father who is in heaven.
Asi baba vangu vari kudenga.
So faith,
zvino kutenda,
which is a revelation,
chinova chizaruro,
comes from heaven.
Chinobva kudenga.
It comes from the Father above.
Chinobva kuna baba kumusoro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So rupturing faith,
zvino kutenda kukubvutwa,
has got to be revealed,
kunofanira kuzarurwa,
to the bride.
Kune mwenga.
And that revelation comes from above.
Chinobva kumusoro.
It comes from the Father above.
Chinobva kuna baba kumusoro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now,
zvino,
so it's revealed to you like it was to Abraham.
Zvinozarurwa kwauri sezvazvakaitwa kuna Abraham.
Anything contrary to what had been revealed to him.
Chinopesana neicho chakazarurwa kwaari.
It wasn't so.
Oitonge sechisipo.
The man in the spotted jacket is good, man.
Hey, how many have picked up bachi in the mavara?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So that's what faith is.
Is in those you could.
Is the revelation of God, says the prophet.
Chizaruro chamwari zvanzi
neprofiti. And the church is built upon revelation.
Zvino kereke yakavakwa pamusoro
pechizaruro. The whole entire body.
Mutumbi wose zvao.
Even when we had Paul's people.
Kunyange patatine vanhu vaPaul.
St. Martin's people.
Vanhu vaSt. Martin.
I mean, Irenaeus people, Van Saint Martin's people,
Van Saint Martin.
Columbus people,
Van Columba.
Luther's people,
Van Luther.
Wesley's people,
Van Wesley.
And even today, Branham's people.
Kunyangwe Branham.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church is built upon a revelation. Whether they be in New Zealand, Australia,
New Zealand, Australia,
Harare,
Joburg.
You talk of London,
USA,
whichever place.
USA,
to the bride.
Kumwenga.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God works with his bride by revelation.
Mari anoshanda nemwenga kuburikidza nechizaruro.
And the rapture is given to her by revelation.
Zvino kubvutwa kunopiwa kwari nechizaruro.
It's a rupturing faith.
Kutenda kubvutwa.
Which the Lord is going to work with the bride all over the world.
Kuchashandwa namari nemwenga wose pasi rose.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, God is good, isn't it?
Mari vedu vakananga.
Let's clap hands for him.
God vaumiriri maoko.
He's so good.
Mwari vakatinakira.
He's a mysterious God.
Ndimwari asinganzwisisike.
Now I'm going to another quotation.
Ndakuenda kune chimwe chinokorwa.
Which is in putting on the whole armor of God.
Mumaridzo putting on the whole armor of God.
I just want to say what the tape says.
Ndinongotaura zvinotaurwa netape.
And what the word says also about it.
Nezvinotaurwa neshoko zvekare.
I think I'll keep things in line.
Ini ndinogara ndiri mugwara.
Amen. I don't have a new message.
Handina maridzo itsva.
But we emphasize on this same trumpet.
Tinotsinira hwamanda imwe chete yakadorira nechekare.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Noah said.
Noah akati.
It just feels like what he told me feels like. That's the same now. It's felt. You can feel it. Like when you're putting on a jacket, you feel it. It feels just like what he told me. And when you feel it like that, it works on you. Yes, it changed me. It changes you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This revelation we are talking about,
rupturing faith
we are talking about, which comes from God. You can feel it. It will end up changing you. And I believe that the coming of the Lord is so close. We can just feel the breeze. You feel the breeze of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what's scaring the people. And making the church get ready for the rapture to be caught up. Sure, we are at the end time. Sure. So what we are talking about today is something you can feel. It's not something fictitious. It's something which the Lord brings to the people. And you feel it, it changes you. You become a different person
altogether.
Because of the revelation which is brought from heaven by God upon the bride. And we are waiting for it. I believe we are in the realms of it right now. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to another quotation. I speak from quotation. Amen.
Amen.
Say what the tape says. I think if Stephen was here. Is he here? He's not around. Anyway. You would be happy to hear me saying that. In perseverance. Right on the 8th of June 1962. I'm on paragraph 93.
Paragraph 93.
The prophet says.
Prophet or not?
You believe your prophet? And the fivefold ministry is going to pick it.
Hallelujah.
You know, sometimes we think we understand things. But the Holy Ghost, he wants us to understand it better than yesterday. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was speaking to the other Stephen, nobody's out. Marunya. All right.
Brother Stephen Marunya.
I can see old man. You have seen it all.
Maona
zvese. I said yes.
Ndikati hongu.
I'm on my way to Glory Land.
ini ndiri munzira kuenda kumusha wekubwinya.
Chadi kutamba nezvenyika.
I don't want to play around with earthly things.
Aiwa kune zvinotikoshei kupfuura.
There are more important things than these.
Takazviona zvese hazvina nemature.
Seen it all, they are all coming to naught.
Saka kana ndaa kutaura pano semutana
shoma. When I speak like an old man here.
What is out elder of message?
You call me an elder of the message. Now you must listen closely.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Sister Chesa, we want to go and see others. Then.
Sister Chesa, tudakunoonana nevamwe.
Amen.
Amen.
Now I want to ask you a question.
Ndakubvunza mubvunzo.
He says, excuse me, brethren. This may be off the beaten path. But if I'm wrong, you forgive me. And you brothers out there, I believe that the church will have to come to that spot. There is a spot we have to come to. There is a certain realm we have to come to. A certain atmosphere we have to come to. A certain way of believing we have to come to. We have to come to that spot for the rapture to be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. Brother, sister, when we come to that spot, we will know that we are there now. We are living in that spot. We are living in that realm. We are living in that revelation. Hallelujah. We know God will be doing it. We know we won't be alone. It's felt like putting on a jacket. You feel it, you know. We are in the realms of the rapture. Amen.
Amen.
I believe that we are living in that day, says the prophet.
If
the prophet believed that he was living in that day, what more with us? It's later than you think. We are living in that day that when the church will certainly be in the minority. It will be a small group. You know, when Jesus preached, there wasn't 1% of 1 millionth of the people on earth ever heard him.
Even
today,
so few people hear the message of the rapture. Do you hear me, people? We come from the mountain, closer to heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Vashoma.
Just a few people who hear by the spiritual ear what the Spirit says to the church today.
Amen. Look what heard John to make preparation.
Charila, see, John,
it's elected that hears it. That's
the
all.
That's right.
No man can come to me except my Father draws him first. And all the Father has given me will come. That's right. Apana anorasika kana one.
No one will be lost. All of them that are supposed to enter into the rapture, God will deal with them. God will work with that person. You are getting into the realm. You are going into the revelation. You are going to move with the revelation. You are going to go together with the revelation. You are going to sleep with the revelation. Because it is the doing of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
He says, now I believe that there is a church coming into that perfection. That ministry of perfection. In other words, he's telling us there's going to be a ministry of what?
Perfection. We shall notice the manner of preaching.
Evangelist, the pastor, whoever it is.
Evangelist, this pastor. We are hearing the message for the last time. We are being pushed into the realm.
Amen.
Amen.
The minister of perfection.
Where
the offices?
Up on my office.
Where the apostles?
The apostola.
Prophets.
The profeta.
Teachers. Pastors.
Vafudzi.
Evangelists.
Vavangeli.
For the perfecting of the church, the pastors and teachers and so forth,
Chanzi
will be so with the word until the whole thing will kusvika zvese zvinofamba zvakanaka pakuuya kwashe. Zvese zvinoshanda kwashe kusvika pakuuya kwashe. Muchazviziva. Muchati, ha, tasvika. But it will be a small number. Oh, it will be, there will be a few words.
It will be people of few words.
Sing it havanu, we mashoko mashoma.
Amen. He says, I believe that. And I believe we are nearing that time now. I believe it's
so.
He says, I believe we are in that day.
And the rapture. How many want to be part of the rapture? Everybody will lift their hands.
Amen. But let's speak about it. Because the rapture is a revelation to be revealed. It has to be revealed. It comes from God. God reveals it himself. It's his work. It's not man's work. It's God's work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have a paragraph 166.
I'm now on paragraph 166, brothers.
The rapture.
In the book, the rapture.
You know, it's a verification.
If the code starts in the middle, it's a verification.
A verification. Something that's right. Three witnesses bear. The Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established.
Even the word we are speaking today, it must have two or three witnesses.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Two or three witnesses, yes. Never notice. We have had three witnesses. Three is a witness. Now we have already had three witnesses in the Old Testament. Somebody say
amen.
Did you know that as a witness? Now watch. Number one.
Enoch.
Was one.
Enoch.
Is that right?
Amen.
You
are listening attentively. I will ask you about these things. Says, who did we make mention of?
Elijah.
Elijah
was the other one. Is that right?
Amen.
And Jesus was the other one.
Mungu.
Jesus being the keystone.
Jesu, ariye dombore shumbunuro.
Amen.
Amen.
Now he bear record. See? He was the keystone between the Old and the New Testament. Because he had to first die and then rapture. He died, come to life, and walked around here with us. Remember, this rapture has happened before. Amen. And the first one was Enoch. The next one was Elijah. And then the last one in the Old Testament was Jesus Christ. Whatever happened there, we have to speak about it. Recollect. So that we know what's going to happen to us. Amen. Jesus was the keystone. He tied the two together. All right. After his resurrection and rapture, look, after he did that and proved that the Old Testament there, we all know Enoch was translated. Is that right, brother, sister? We know Elijah was taken up by a whirlwind.
That's right.
In a chariot of fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You love the chariot of fire? One of these days, the chariot of fire is coming to take you home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of these days, you're going to be translated. Amen.
Amen.
Because what happened to Enoch?
And
what happened to Elijah? What happened to Jesus Christ? Must also happen to us. Amen.
Amen.
All right. And Jesus died and buried.
Jesu akafa, akavigwa, akamuka.
Lived here on earth.
Akararama panyika pano.
He died.
Akafa.
He was buried.
Akavigwa.
He rose again.
Akamuka
zvekare. And he lived again on earth.
Akararama zvekare panyika.
Nyatsobatai zvandiri kutaura
izvi. You must catch these things.
Zviri kugadzira hwaro hwezuva redu ranhasi.
They are laying a foundation of
then
our day.
He was raptured up.
Ndokubva azobvutwa.
The keystone.
Iye shumbunuro.
There is three to bear record. Is that right?
Pane zvitatu kuva zvapupu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Three to bear record.
Pane zvapupu zvitatu.
So there are three raptures.
Pane kubvutwa kutatu.
Which have taken place.
Kwakatoitika.
In the Old Testament.
MuTestament yekare.
Let's all say amen.
Tesingatiti
amen. Let's all say thank you Jesus.
Tesingatiti tinokutendai Jesu.
Now.
Zvino.
168. There has been one rapture already passed.
Pane kubvutwa kumwe chete kwakatopfuura.
Testament. Because Jesus Christ was the keystone.
Nekuti Jesu ndiyanga ari shumbunuro.
We can now say one rapture for us in the New Testament has already taken.
Takutoti kubvutwa kwekutanga kwe New Testament kwakaitika.
Amen.
Amen.
We have had three in the Old Testament.
But
Jesus Christ was the keystone.
As Jesus Christ ndiyanga
ari shumbunuro. When we get into the New Testament, Jesus Christ becomes the first one.
Jesu anobvava iye kutanga.
Are you following?
Muri kufamba na
here nyaya. Hallelujah. All right. Now,
zvino
one rapture then in the New Testament has taken place.
Kubvutwa kumwe chete Testament idzva kwakatoitika.
You know that. That's. Let's see if we can read it right quick. We'll go to the scripture later. Let's get Matthew 27 and so on. He says from verse 45. Let's see if we can get that right quick. If we can. All right. He says, now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama
sabachthani?
All right, wish to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them who were standing by, you know, they heard him, you know. They said, he's calling for Elias.
Straight
away, one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. Then the rest said, let us see whether Elias will come and save
him.
Jesus, when he cried with a loud voice,
catch that.
With a loud voice. A loud voice, watch. When Jesus dying screamed with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. Brother, sister, I'm going to say things here. Right now, you are in a voice speaking. You are hearing my voice. You are in a voice. You know you are in the voice of one speaking on the pulpit. We shall know that voice. The loud voice.
It's
got to be known by everyone. Every believer. Every member of the bride. A loud voice all over the world. When this revelation is given to us, we shall know it. Hallelujah.
Is there anyone who's not feeling that they are in the voice that we are talking about? Do you hear that? Even if the voice goes quiet, you will hear it also. If I speak in my language, you will hear that I'm doing what Pastor Chesa likes. When you meet, you'd speak in the Manyika language.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Now, so when Jesus was dying, he screamed. The Bible says with a loud voice. Then he yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom.
Sisters, no.
You're
tearing the curtain. From the top. Coming down.
Amen.
The clue.
Issue right. Amen.
That is a paradox.
Just imagine that voice. It was a loud voice. And it went all the way. Tearing the veil.
from top to bottom.
It's
a loud voice. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And behold, the failure of the temple was rent in twain from top to the bottom. And the earth did quake. It was a loud voice. It caused the earth to quake. And the rocks did rent.
It
was a loud voice causing the rocks to rent. Nature had to respond to that voice. This time around, if it happens again, it has to affect the whole world. The world has got to quake. The rocks have got to rent. Because that loud voice is the voice of the Creator himself. We shall know it. We shall be in that voice. We shall be inside the loud voice. We shall hear it anyhow. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When that loud voice went forth, the graves were opened. And men of the bodies of the saints that slept arose. In other words, those who were in the graves, they heard that voice. I don't care how long they were there in the graves. They heard that voice. The loud voice. And in our day, scriptures say, he descends with a shout. And we know the shout is the message. And we've got the message today. It has gathered us. We are in the message of the hour. We believe the message of the hour. But remember, right there, in that message, there's a loud voice. It has to be magnified. When it starts to happen, those in the grace will hear that voice. Are you here, brother, sister? They will hear that voice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not going to be a secret to the believer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But remember, when Paul heard the voice, you know, the others did not hear it at all. Yes. I think I should do it that way as well. Amen.
Amen. Like us, the hail from Nyanga.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Now, so this voice,
you know, is weird.
Amen. It caused that those who were dead in the Old Testament, those who were in paradise, hallelujah.
Amen.
Even Abraham heard it.
Abraham,
Job heard it.
Job,
oh my, hallelujah.
Amen.
This loud voice.
Is guri.
Remember, I said whatever happened there,
that is
it has to happen to us as well. We have got to hear that voice. Amen.
Amen.
And we will know it, that we are now living in that voice. We are moving around in that voice. We are hearing in that voice. Do
you believe that?
It's a mysterious God.
And
came out, those who rose, they came out of the graves after his resurrection. And they went into the holy city. Somehow somebody saw Abraham. He said,
oh,
that's Abraham. They don't even know how they knew them. I saw Job. And before they said much, you know, something said, don't speak much.
They
were of a few words. Did you see what I saw? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like men from Emmaus, you know. when the Lord was revealing himself to them. It was a wonder. It was mysterious. But it was really happening. It was taking place. When they realized that it was the Lord, he disappeared. They were men of a few words. They ran back to
Jerusalem.
They were not, walking slowly, telling everyone in the streets, that they had seen Jesus.
No.
They were quiet. Going back to
Jerusalem.
To tell just a few people there. The 12 disciples who believed it. Hallelujah. And when they were even gathered in those rooms, he would just appear. Eat bread with them. And fish. And they knew him anyway. Somehow, after some time, he disappeared. Are we together, friends? It has to be a revelation. It has to be revealed. And it's God who brings that revelation. Are we
together?
And they walked in the streets. And they appeared unto men. Is that not Brother Chesa?
Ah, that's Brother Chesa.
That's him.
Ah, ndivo. Wonyarara.
Brother G, how
Brother
are
you? Brother G,
Sister Loveness.
Sister Loveness.
With her usual smile.
Oh. Sister Chesa.
Sister, maybe Sister Mawango doing that.
Sister Mawango.
What I saw.
Shanda ona.
She says.
Sister, are we together?
It's given by the Lord.
It is not the work of a man. It is the doing of the Lord.
On Mount Transfiguration,
it was God that did it. The appearance of Moses and Elijah, it was the Lord.
This rapture in faith,
it is the work of the Lord.
Rapture is a revelation. To be revealed.
Those now that want to go to heaven. That want to meet with them. That will hear with the spiritual ear.
That will say,
Vanda Pizza ne wenyika.
Make up any my Jezebel spirit and away with you.
I'm
on my way to glory
land.
God
me, I am okay the way I am and I am safe. Make up and make over. You are lining yourself with liners. I am not here to crush people. I am here to speak the truth.
You are through with the world.
Then what do we call world? The world. Worldly things. Why do you love those things? Why not be content with what God made you? Do not start me on that one. Don't start me in that area.
Amen. So one rapture is passed. Are we together, friends?
I'm coming.
In the Old Testament, we said there were three raptures. First one,
Enoch.
Second,
Elijah.
Third one,
the
keystone.
Is that right?
All right. Let's go into the New Testament. First one, Jesus Christ. Are we together?
He's
the one who started it for us. Jesus
Christ.
He was the keystone. We have heard one rapture which has passed. Three has been in the Old Testament. The word of the Lord came to. The word of the Lord came to Enoch. It came to Elijah the prophet. The word of the Lord was Jesus. Some believers say, amen. Watch in the Old Testament. The Old Testament saints now.
Amen.
Wana Sarah. Wana
Esther.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wana Hannah.
Hannah.
My. Wana Job. Wana Nehemiah.
Job. Nehemiah.
Wana
Isaiah.
Wana Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Are you here, brother, sister? When the rapture first taken place, his loud voice awakened all the Old Testament saints. Just exactly like the loud voice awakened
Lazarus.
He got to the grave of Lazarus. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus heard that voice. He heard it. And he came out of the grave. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bound by those grave clothes.
But
he heard it. It's a loud voice. He knew he had heard it.
But
dirt in the grave shall hear that voice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sister Loveness.
Sister Loveness.
Brother Chester.
Brother Chester.
Brother G.
Brother G.
They are going to hear that voice.
Vacharin's voice.
They shall hear that voice.
Vachan's voice.
Brother Branham.
Brother Branham
is going to hear that
Vachan's
voice.
Voice.
Brother Bosworth.
Brother Bosworth
is going to hear that
Vachan's
voice.
Voice.
They shall hear that
Vachan's
voice.
Voice.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They have to hear it.
Vanufanagurinzwa.
Amen.
Amen.
And when they hear that voice, they are awakened. Amen. Now let's look at what we were reading about today. The second rapture is in the book of Thessalonians, chapter
4. Chapter 4.
Oh, I got our second up. It's first anyway. Let's,
First Thessalonians.
I don't look at the mistakes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Some of these things are take away, bottleneck and push them away because they don't fit into what you're talking about. They don't fit.
Amen.
Amen.
I would not have you ignorant brethren concerning those who are
sleeping.
You know, that's First Thessalonians.
He fixed it. Second Thessalonians 2.
Hallelujah.
God will make some people out of it.
But he
would know better.
When
he said 700 instead of 7,000, he knew better. He said, I know better.
I'm not concentrated on my mistakes.
Don't focus on the mistakes. What will that help you? What will it help you?
A critic
all the time. What will it help you? Went away from the meetings of Brother Branham because of criticizing him. The spirit of criticism is not right.
I speak freely because I know.
It has been done to me.
Are
you hearing that?
Right.
That is not a correct spirit. The Spirit of God
unifies.
The Spirit of God brings unity, brings love, brings forgiveness.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. If I have spoken the truth, I will know it. I will know it and I will feel it.
Amen.
Amen.
One
that doesn't believe that is not my fault.
Take your things and go.
Amen.
Amen. I will never support divisions.
inika anembobva ndakatsigira kupatsanuka kwavanhu.
I'm not speaking about church politics. I'm not
speaking about church politics. I'm speaking about the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit doesn't do that.
Unokuchengeta uri humble.
Keeps you humble. When things go bad, you fix them things together.
Otherwise, you mar your experience with the brother, says the prophet.
Unotozokanganisa chitiko chako nehama.
Unozombundira brother kana sister nemfaro nerudo chirudzi.
How will you be able to embrace your brother or sister with love? It becomes complicated.
Munemaita mar your experience with one another.
Unenge matovhiringana mazorana madhaka.
Some believers say amen there.
Ngomutendingati amen.
Indi notaura ndiri spoken word chete
chete. I will speak keeping myself in the confines of the spoken word.
If they dislike me,
who see that, we might not see one another at all.
Amen.
Amen.
Zvakaita mutana senotsigira zviro zvisiri spoken word.
They like me, then supporting something which is not the spoken word.
Kune vatana vanotsigira zvisiri spoken word.
There are elders that will support things which are not spoken word.
Back to the Bible.
Tirikudzokera
kubhayibheri. Back to the spoken word.
Kudzokera kuspoken
word. Back to what the prophet
said. Kudzokera kune zvakataurwa nemuprofita.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, the humble spirit.
Vangwani mweya wakazvinini pa.
Those Old Testament saints, you know.
Vatana vekare.
He says all right. He says that will be the second rapture. The second rapture will be the catching away of the bride.
Kubvutwa kwechipiri kuenda kwemwenga.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. And then I'm on paragraph 171, by the way. I'm in the message. Sorry, those who are the rapture.
I'm in the message, the rapture.
Ndiri kutambira mosterek. Nekuti vanhu vari kuungana all over the world.
People are gathering all over the world. Because of the rapture. So let's speak about it.
Let's talk about what the rapture is like.
Ngatitaure pamusoro pezviri kubvutwa.
And what type of people we ought to be.
We nemhando yevanhu vatinofanira kuva.
In order to qualify to be, rapture material.
Kuti tikwanise kuzova nhengo dzekubvutwa.
Amen. The Old Testament saints has gone into his presence. Somebody say amen. Paradise was done away with. It
paradiso,
was
emptied.
Amen. And the Old Testament saints ascended up.
At
his loud voice. They all heard that loud voice. When he screamed. And gave up the ghost. Because why? The sacrifice, the propitiation of their sins. That they had waited on believing that perfect lamb was coming. They had offered the sacrifice, the lamb.
Are we together?
The sacrifice
has to stand in as a propitiation for your sins. You must hold on to the sacrifice. That is how your prayer can be heard in heaven. If you are not holding on to Christ, you will not be heard.
They had offered the sacrifice. The lamb. And when he died and yielded up the ghost, he screamed with a loud voice. And the Old Testament saints awoke.
Watch
the shout. And the voice. It was the message first.
Yanga iri maridzo kutanga.
And then the voice.
Ndokuzova nezwi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Over here, the same thing at his coming.
Ndozvimwe chete pakuuya kwake. I am speaking about the spoken word. What happened then? What happened at his coming?
Amen.
Amen.
See? Yielded up the ghost.
Yes,
you know,
now they are crucifying him one more time.
The second crucifixion.
Until
the prophet preached the indictment.
Prophet indictment.
This generation.
Vachisunga
for crucifying Christ the second time.
Christ kepiri.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we know.
Tinoziva.
That the sacrifice has been accepted. Amen.
This message has been accepted. The word of God has been accepted. Why? Because the pillar of fire appeared and still appears. The pillar of fire, the one who consumes. Hallelujah. Is with us today. He's even among us today. He's in this building today. The same pillar of fire. You can receive your healing right now.
Hallelujah.
God can do it again.
Mari
can fill you with the Holy Ghost. Right where you are. Right here with us. He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. I will be with you, even in you, up to the end of the ages. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
He's right here today. He's right here today. Amen.
Amen.
What for?
Could I see it?
He wants the second rapture to take place. And is so faithful to his promises. He's got unfailing words of promise. His words are infallible. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Now, so the Old Testament saints, they came to the earth again. Walked around on earth. They walked around on earth. We want to see the old New Testament saints walking around the earth.
New Testament
brother Chesa.
That's why I'm saying I want to see Brother Chesa. You can't have a lot of words. You speak about those to the unbelievers, so you keep it to yourself. We are in those days. These things are happening now. Did you see what I saw? Sure, brother, I saw it. I saw him. Are you in the building? Believers of the message of the hour. Time is fast spent. Let's talk about home going.
Hallelujah. They walked around the earth. You see? About
30 to 40 days walking around for a whole month and a little bit more. Do you hear that?
It's a revelation and it's all over the world.
There's never been a day like this.
Canada, uri pa Greenland, chaipo, kapasina, no, I don't wonder.
And you are part of the bride.
This
thing will happen and we will be together in this thing. Whether in Russia or Siberia or wherever.
It's a worldwide thing.
Amen.
Sunday school, you do
and they will sing, I will not be left behind. I will not be left behind.
I don't want to be left behind.
And see
what I want to mean
it before
God.
The time of playing church with the things of God is over.
And we are so arrogant.
That spirit is so arrogant, the spirit of playing church.
They are Mr. Know-it-alls.
They know it all.
Brother, sister, be humble. Humble yourself before the Lord. And he will lift you up.
Christ Jesus would appear like he knew nothing.
You'd
sit in a corner
there.
And those professor know-it-alls will just be showing themselves around.
You
you needed a sinful woman to come and recognize that Jesus is in here.
It will
take those with the same nature to notice the fivefold spirit, fivefold ministry, bringing us to that spot. Are we together? Do not let down the standard. Let it be up. We are tired of critics all over.
We've heard enough of that.
We now want things that will take us to heaven.
Amen. Chariot of fire.
We now want our chariots of fire to come and lift us up. We now want to see those things which are not seen. We want to see Gehazi today.
You
say, Lord, open my eyes. Says, this battle is a big one. This mountain is full of fiery angels. We are not alone.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Is there in a low cabin ministry? He even loves the low cabin. If there is a child of his in there, it's not about fame.
It's humility. Amen. And the same thing at his coming, Antitika. When he yielded up the ghost. When he did the sacrifice was perfect and paradise was empty.
Paradise was
what?
Emptied. Paradise was empty.
They went with their leaders.
Every minister will stand with these people. But one
of
the leaders is the mighty conqueror.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. I want to stand with my people from
here.
The pastor will stand with these people here. And them that are going to be left behind. Bye, we are going.
Like that
and that little girl says bye-bye in the chariot. We want to say our bye-byes in the chariot. Right now, humble yourself.
They walked on earth and entered in with him. How they entered.
We are going to follow
his rapture. David said over there, lift up ye everlasting gates.
Go to the pearly gates that Brother Branham will speak about. We want to get before those pearly gates.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lift up ye everlasting gates.
And
he led captive.
Akatungamirira
the Old Testament saints went in with him. They said, who is this king of righteousness? Remember, the voice came from the midst, right inside. Who is this king of righteousness? You know, he's going to establish a kingdom of righteousness. Not these kingdoms which are here. They are of the devil.
They are Satan.
But he's going to establish a kingdom of righteousness.
Starting
with the millennium, brother, sister.
We don't have time. Let's play around our subject.
Hallelujah!
There.
Amen!
Amen.
The voice, the answer came, the Lord of glory! Mighty in hosts. Mighty host, here they come in marching. Jesus led captivity captive. And here he comes with the Old Testament saints. And went in the new gates up there.
Say,
lift up ye everlasting gates. And be ye lifted up. Let the King of glory come in. And the voice came from the inside.
Are we together?
I'm not speaking about my things. This is the word. The word of our Father.
Who is the King of Glory?
And
the Lord mighty in battle.
And
the gates flew open.
As we said, now you don't need someone with a key.
Because
Peter was in the prison, nobody came with a key. When he was in the prison, nobody came in with a key. Even in heavenly things, we don't need a key.
Because Jesus Christ is the keystone.
Jesus Christ, ni shomunuro.
Ni shodogoro yacho.
It is the keystone.
Karanga.
Shodogoro in Karanga language.
Amen. They flew open.
Akazaruka.
And Jesus, a conqueror.
Jesus, iye mukundi mukuru.
Led captive with the captive.
Dokutungamira utapa
ruvena. They that had believed on him.
Ni avakatinda mahari.
And the word had come to them.
Ni vangava unzvaiza
lesho. The Old Testament saints laying in there waiting.
Atana Testament ekare vakamirira.
He led captive with the captive ascended on high.
Utapa ndokubva ava
ina musoro. The Old Testament saints.
Dokutora vatana
nekare. And went in.
Ndokupinda.
There is one rapture.
Kubvutwa kumwechete
already passed in the New Testament.
New Testament idzva. One rapture.
Now the next rapture.
Rapture inotera.
Muri kutera here.
Are you listening closely?
Ndodava anotera because
are you following?
We are here
because of the spoken word. It is not shameful to follow the word. Taura za taura ni tip.
Amen.
Amen.
Nothing in the next rapture.
I say the next rapture
takes place for the church, but the bride to be resurrected. To be raptured in glory. And we which are alive and remain.
Are you
here, brother, sister?
Are you here, brother?
We which are alive and remain. As the body is left on earth. Hallelujah.
You must live expecting this day. Even if you are growing old, look toward the day. Even if you are young, look forward to the day.
For the church, the bride, to be resurrected, to be raptured into glory. We which are alive and remain, thus the body is left on earth, will not prevent or hinder. Brother Chesa,
Brother G,
Sister Loveness, and all those others will not hinder them, which are asleep. Christians don't die. They sleep.
Are we together?
For the trumpet of God shall sound first, and the dead in Christ shall rise.
See,
and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. Did you just say
it? Are we together? You feel it? What is happening here? There is a change that is happening.
I'm not what I was. Something is taking place. I'm on my way to glory land. Hallelujah. The Lord is doing it.
Those things which you preach.
Blessing.
That Pastor Blessing was preaching.
Pastor
Simango was preaching. They are now on me. The word is not supposed to hang around. It must work in you. The prophet says,
I would rather have you leave me a sermon
than
preach me one. Throughout my sermon, I didn't parize.
We want this sermon that we're preaching to be lived out. And these things happen. Be fulfilled.
Somebody say amen.
Now the scriptures
are because I'm going to be fast on them.
Because the chamanya now.
We've
read them before.
Acts 1 verse 3. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them how many days? 40 days.
And speaking
of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. But wait for the promise of the Father.
Who
saith he, ye have heard of me. Are we together, friends? He's going to appear. But he
isu kwatiri not stepping on this earth. But we meet him in the air, as the Bible says.
Are we
together, friends? We meet him in the air. Amen. But there must be a period of 40 days or so. We shall be seeing the saints. We will know that he is with us. We will know that we are in that loud voice.
Because the
loud voice of the Lord.
A child of God must hear the loud voice of God. The sheep of God hear his voice. Let's go to this one.
Matthew 27:50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. 52. And the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose. And came out of the graves after his resurrection. And went into the holy city and appeared unto men.
What happened those days? We want them
now.
We believe that for now.
Hallelujah. John 10:3. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth them, he calleth his sheep rather by name, and leadeth them out. Uchatonzwa iwewe izwi richibuda iza uchaziwa kuti ndiwe, you are part of
that. And you will know that I'm a part of this.
Regarding the system of the rapture.
You are part of the system of the rapture.
God works with systems. In your body, there are systems.
In
each one of you, there are systems. Digestive system. My systems are all over the world, billions of people. My systems.
There are systems in each and every one of them.
Sister,
it's an ant.
Systems.
It's got systems running in.
Systems.
In the fish, there's systems in there.
Mushumba,
in the lions, there's
systems.
We must worship this God.
So many systems.
Pane,
they're working properly well.
Urumba,
photosynthesis.
And you can give them photosynthesis,
whatever.
God is the owner of all the systems.
He's a wonderful God.
Amen.
Amen. That's all.
Let us worship him.
Don't
speak and rattle a lot. When we get to that
time, my sheep hear my what? That loud voice,
you hear this loud voice. How many want to hear the loud voice?
And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Oh, lead me, Lord. I will follow. Lead me, Lord. I will go. You have called me. I will answer. Lead me, Lord. Will go. He will lead you. That voice will be heard by everyone. On verse 4, and when he putteth forth his own ship, he goeth before them.
You see the
film. Shepherd, what I owe.
All the sheep are following after him. In Israel. All the sheep are following after the leading of the sheep. Let's live for the Lord. Let's do according to his instruction. Let's go back to the word.
The word will take effect in us. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. For they know his voice.
Then I'm saying, we will know this voice.
But verse 16, you can say, and the other sheep I have.
Mangu makwaya andi nao.
Varikupiko, ku Zimbabwe.
In Zimbabwe.
Amen. Which are not of this fold.
Basiri viboka hii.
Wemu varikupiko, nyanga.
We are the other ones in Nyanga.
Tinta sere muno.
Are we together?
Whether they be in Islam or DRC.
Whether in Eastleigh or DRC.
Mwari ane waizake all over the world.
Has got his sheep all over
they
the world.
They know his voice.
Vanoziva izwi rake.
Verse 16, you can say, the other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice. And they shall be one fold and one shepherd. We shall be having one fold and one shepherd. Verse 27, Yacho Shetka, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them. And they follow me. Amadiwa kunyange pano isho akataura through these mute trumpets.
Lord, if God speaks
the
to these
sheep of God hear his voice.
Amen.
Amen. St. John
18,
verse
37.
Pilate. Therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice, says the Lord. And I have
a
John 5:26. Just emphasize on this voice. That you will hear it. Don't worry. Lazarus heard it.
Lazarus
did not say Lazarus.
All the dead in the graves were going to rise. The day is coming when all of the people shall hear.
They are the elect, the chosen ones. Who will be able to hear this voice? Are we together, friends? The first resurrection involves those who were in the first in the three raptures of the Old Testament and those in the New Testament. The rapture saints are the ones who fit into the first resurrection.
Let me repeat that.
She knows the first resurrection.
What is called the first resurrection? It's the people in the raptures we've talked
together,
about.
Friends? No, she knows the first resurrection.
That is the
first resurrection is composed of these raptures.
I have emphasized
the second resurrection.
That is when all the other people
a white throne judgment
shall be raised up to come before
after
the judgment.
The millennium.
1,000.
Are we together, friends?
Amen.
All right. And this is what Pastor Moses emphasized. At your own time. Okay. Now, so the first resurrection, which has got these raptures. Amen. And I want to be one of them, brothers. I don't want to resurrect in the second resurrection. No. We are sheep and goats.
No. I want to be the judge, separating the sheep and the goats.
On his throne.
Living and reigning with him. Because I am his queen. The queen dwells together with the king and they are ruling together.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory. We are the wife of Jesus Christ.
Yes, the bride, queen.
Mambo cards.
Amen. And the queen.
Mambo cards.
To rule with him. Is composed of these raptures. Are we together, friends? Alright. Now, let me just go on.
Andy.
Now, so Pilate was told, everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Everyone. I don't care
where you hail from, which country.
If you are of the truth,
you hear his voice.
Amen. All right. Now, for as the Father hath life in himself, John 5:26, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice.
Second resurrection, wow, but it will be too late.
An opportunity, but it will be too late.
It will be too late.
And
shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. First resurrection.
They are not getting into the first resurrection.
Are we together, friends? Now we find out that Enoch.
Enoch.
Paragraph 142. Message. Yakanzi. God's provided place of worship. God's
provided place.
All right. Now we find out that Enoch.
Enoch. The first one.
We realize
that.
He came into God's provided way.
We
let's today, come into God's provided way.
We also come into God's provided way.
And we know God's provided way is the message of the hour today.
Rarama
message. Rarama
we must leave the message. Leave the message that the prophet left us.
Are we together, friends? Enoch lived in the going into God's provided way with his word and walked for 500 years.
Akafamba makore 500.
And this could be 10 years.
I'm not saying 10 years.
500 years.
500 years.
The first 100.
Ekutanga 100.
Enoch was pleasing God.
Enoch aifadza Mwari.
The second 100.
Akupinda mu 200.
Enoch was pleasing God.
Enoch achifadza Mwari.
201. 202. 203. Vakobara tinorora vaka 100 years here panapa.
Our leaders tried to get into the hundreds, but they failed. they missed it.
Says
no.
Did you say? 200, 300, 400, 500 years.
500
years. Zua nezua.
Day in, day out. Enoch pleasing God. Let us live a life
Live
in the message. Leave the vanity things of the world. And let us please God. The revelation that we have. Let's fit into Hebrews 11. Let's be heroes of faith.
Somebody say
amen. He was walking 500 years.
And we find out that the mechanics, the word of God, was so perfect in him.
Every word is punctuated with an amen. Living every word. And he living
was so perfect in him that when the dynamics, when the Holy Ghost, the dynamics, got to working in the engine,
it
just took him off the earth. Hallelujah! The Holy
Spirit wants to dwell where the word is.
He just took him off the earth, you know. He took the first airplane flight.
This airplane flight is an enjoyable ride.
It's
different from the earthly flights.
You may be Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, then in DRC.
You
get to Joburg.
And you go to Dubai.
And you go to Dubai. You are on the earthly realm. We want one that surpasses that. We want one that goes.
It's a fool in my universe.
And transcends the universe. Because it is God that created them. They are in his hands. How big is this God?
Hallelujah.
This earth, as it is rotating,
it's rotating
because of the sun. There is nothing there. Jupiter is nothing. Are you hearing me?
You
transcended the stars that are bigger than the sun.
Whatever you say, my universe and so,
went past all those.
Amen. And heaven is a dimension.
He was living on the earth whilst he was in heaven.
It was not 2 feet away from him.
When it was coming, we are
talking about
things. Home going things.
Amen.
Heaven can descend.
Denga rinogona kudzika.
Ndokupfuurira zvake.
And he went past those. He went past.
First airplane flight.
Ndiye akatanga kwira ndege.
Like to heaven.
Kuenda kudenga.
Working on God's mechanics and dynamics together.
Ni hurongwa neshipa
remake. He was not. The Bible says he was not. But does it trace up on he was not. He was not found. They looked for him, but they could not find him. Are we together, friends? Because God took him out of the earth without death. That's exactly it. He was walking in God's provided way. Let's walk in God's provided way. Let's believe the message of the hour. For the same thing we find out.
And the same thing he found out.
Elijah had bowed out men of those painted faces. Jezebel sent the haircuts.
If you are hearing about the traces of Jezebel and all those, remove these things on you.
Amen. And haircuts and so forth.
I'm talking about what Pastor Chesa believed. He was my friend.
Amen.
Amen.
That they were using of that day, the old man has spent his life just contending sin amongst them. Women. Because they had a woman,
Jezebel,
to set a base. Just about like your Hollywood here.
Hollywood yes.
Hollywood
all over the place.
Video clips, go clean up your phone.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And got all the sisters all wound up into it out there. And the Jezebel still lives.
You know, Jezebel actually would have.
He can just look around. You can just look around, rather, and you can see she does. Excuse me. And she's still in great power today.
Nice.
Now we find out the old fella, being a prophet, he had cursed that thing and everything. And he stayed perfectly in the will of God, stay in the word of God. When all the rest of the preachers weakened, he stayed right there with it. And one day,
he
got so tired.
Let us not be wearied by earthly things.
Amen. Let us be wearied. Yes, we don't want these things, you know. God sent a chariot. He's going to send a chariot to those who are tired of these things. From heaven. And horses of fire. And what did he do? He took him up. He was so full of that quickening power. As I said in those 3 minutes yesterday, he was so full of that quickening power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can be resurrected today as you live on this earth.
For
the rapture is for the resurrected ones. Spiritually resurrected. Are you here, brother, sister? We are dead to things of this world. We are dead to sin. But we are resurrected by the quickening power of the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost. In us there is resurrection. We are resurrected now.
Amen.
We are resurrected now.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm speaking bright now. Not all those that are in vain things. And say, I am bright.
I'm of the message.
You are of the message, but you do vanity.
Amen. Quickened.
Now we want those that are quickened. The Holy Spirit will not make you do vain things.
He was so full of this quickening power.
Just think,
with the word of God in his heart, he became so full of that quickening power that quickened him. This spirit quickens you.
You
feel the change. Then you
move
along with it. You will sleep with it. You will travel wherever with the Spirit. When God is doing that, you know that you are inside the voice.
Paragraph 147, are you there?
Paragraph 147.
If the Spirit of God, I believe, Romans says 8:11. Okay.
8:11.
It is. If the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead be in you,
do not be satisfied until you have a personal experience of the Holy Spirit with God.
Are you here, brother, sister?
Do not be satisfied.
Hans, revival. Revival, man.
Revival. The revival inside me. The Holy Spirit inside me. That is the revival. Let it be renewed in the bride. Let me not get
into it.
When you get to that state,
divine
healing, phenomenon.
The
word materializing, it's just an everyday thing. Then we know we are in our ministry. The bride ministry.
Are you here? The guy in the senior.
Let me leave this subject.
But uno zota amu voice.
Then you know we are in the voice.
This quickening power will be working with you. It quickens your mortal bodies. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal bodies. If the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, if it be in you, it will also quicken your mortal bodies.
Others are saying,
I'm one of them.
One of them.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, hallelujah, one of them. I'm so
going
glad
around the
tree, that I can say I'm one of them.
Singing the song.
But God bless you, flower.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen.
My, can't be. This year, quicken it. What does the word quicken mean? The Greek word means to be brought to life after death. To be made alive. To be resurrected.
Google, you can Google.
Amen.
The true message, the one we inherited.
Alright. Hallelujah, says the prophet. There is the gate of worship, worshipping in the Spirit and in truth. You worship in the truth, the mechanics. You worship in the Spirit, the dynamics. Are you here? You see what I mean? If the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, it will make alive.
He's spoken about it.
Your mortal bodies. Because it's already life. And when it comes into your body,
you want that in your body.
When it comes into your body, it brings your whole body subject to it. Subject to what? The word of God. If it's in you.
We now want people that live the word.
Let me go to my last quotation. I won't be long. I'm finishing up. Alright. I'm sure you got it in the rapture, brothers.
Paragraph 180.
Now we have seen the raptures. In the Old Testament, Enoch. Let's go. Elijah, let's go.
Jesus Christ.
Ah, good. Wonderful. He was the keystone. Now let's go into the New Testament.
One.
Jesus Christ. Are we together? And the second one is what? The bride.
We are the second rapture.
And tinotofanira zvino zvakaitika kune vamwe zvinofanira kuitika nesu.
To others must also happen to us.
Kana vakaona vatsvene tinofanira kuonawo vatsvene.
Since we must also see.
Saka ndiri kuti rupturing faith is the rupture is a revelation.
Kuti kubvutwa kuchizarura. Chinofanira kuzozarura.
Mwari ndiye anozvizarura kuti uone.
God is the one that reveals it.
Mwari ndiye anozvizarura kuti hausi kuona here.
Can't you see this?
Mwari ndiye anozvizarura kuti rarama akadai.
He reveals it. You must live in this way.
Yacho nekuzvihambura nekudini nekunyarwa kwacho.
God reveals it to you.
Goodbye, old world. I'm through with you.
I'm
on my way to glory land.
It's God revealing it to you.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Smango, madzokere nyanga. See, I'm not talking about that.
You are going back to Nyanga, but you haven't spoken of the third one. Now I am speaking about the third one. But if you say I should not, we can close. It is also viable. Shall we speak about the third one? Shall we do it
balcony there? You are closer to heaven. Hallelujah. Now the third one.
Paragraph 180
is the two witnesses of Revelation 11, verse 11.
Ukaeringa
unotozwa zvichinzi the two messengers. The two witnesses. The two prophets. Ukaeringa pachapter
icho. If you read the chapter.
Handizvere.
Isn't that right?
Munoerenga Bible, handiti?
You are Bible readers.
Amen.
Amen.
Umwe wacho waigone kuvhare denga
neumwe wacho
waigone kuchinja mvura
kuita
blood ropa handiti ndiani waichinja mvura kuita ropa
Moses
tiri vaene here kubhaibheri
ndiani waivhare
denga mvura iyo
Elijah
handizvo here
isn't that right
the two witnesses the only time God will send two messengers. God will send two prophets. To a nation.
Kunyika.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And yes, she knows how it is the end.
We're saying now is the end. It's because of the happening, the events. The events are telling us that we are at the end. A driverless car is now there. That looks like an egg. It's still, it's right there.
Amen. Women on the rampage. Yes, hapana. Taku end.
We are now right at the end. Let us live
this life. Another exodus.
Yanguve kuke kubuda.
Takunyanya kubatanisa ma messages. Regai ndidzoke pangu apa.
Let me not tie different messages and go come to my subject. We'll come some other time.
Tsikanzi ngevaya pa Revelation chapter 11 verse 11 and 12.
Two witnesses of Revelation 11, verse 11 and 12.
These are the ones that turns back with the Spirit of God, of Christ to witness to the Jews. Huh? Like Joseph did to his brethren. In other words, they are the 144,000.
144,000, cutting it down.
Amen. Because every messenger must go with his. Moses and Elijah, they must
Moses
go with
Elijah,
theirs.
They must go with their people.
144,000, they must go with theirs.
144,000 enter into the rapture.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. And remember, their dead bodies laid in the streets for 3.5 days. Then the Spirit of life came into them. And what happened? Come up hither. They were raptured. Taken up into heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, they met the Lord with their saints as well. Even that voice called out, who is he? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The mighty conqueror. The King of Glory. The gates have to open on their own. Do you remember?
We've spoken about this.
All right, they had to enter in as well. They have to go into their rapture. We will have gone into the rapture.
Are we together?
That
Those days we will enjoy.
It's
going to give us joy unspeakable.
A
jubilee.
Amen. Extreme joy, a rapture, iskaitiba.
Faro wakanyanya of the rapture.
Amen. It's supernatural.
Must be like that because
it has to be supernatural. For our God is supernatural.
Let me finish this quote.
Then the spirit of life came into them and they were raptured, taken up into heaven. There is your three raptures in the New
Testament.
That is Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
the bride, and then the two prophets with their 144,000.
Moses and Elijah, 144,000.
Amen.
Them that they
three raptures of the Old Testament, all of them passed. Now we are ready, waiting for the rapture of the saints. It's been spoken, and so shall it be. The rapture has done been spoken, so shall it
be.
Some believers say amen. When God says anything, all heavens and earth will pass away. But that word will never fail. Somebody say amen. Somebody say
hallelujah.
Do you believe it, brother, sister? We are at the end times. And we are waiting for the revelation of our rapture. Amen. And whatever happened in the other raptures must take place with us. We are going to be in that loud voice and we shall know it. We shall live in it. That loud voice which called out Lazarus from the grave
will
also change your mortal body for you to put on the an immortal body. Hallelujah.
I will not go any further.
Our
theophanies
is going to come with our theophanies, brothers. We shall be in that theophany body. We shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. We shall be like him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And one of these days, brother, sister, we shall know. We shall know him. As he knows us. We shall understand that he is with us now.
When it's happening.
Pastor.
I'm in joy unspeakable here.
Pastor, what is Nenyokun? It's
saying,
extreme joy.
He's shooting him far wakanyanisa.
But,
I see.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's not about the elders alone.
It's for the elect.
This is a son and
good.
Whether it's a young one.
Carry one of the elect.
If it's one of the elect. If it's an elderly man like me. Like Elijah.
It's for the elect.
This is a son and good. Are we together?
Brother Branham lived, I hope I will see this day.
Brother Branham, do you want to see the day?
Do you want to see the day?
With our heads
bowed.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Where he leads me, I will follow.
Amen.
Amen. If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it will quicken your mortal body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, quicken your mortal bodies. If that spirit dwell in you, it will quicken your mortal bodies. If that spirit dwell in you, if the
that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you, it will quicken your mortal bodies. If that spirit dwell in you, it will quicken your mortal bodies. If that spirit dwell in you. Hallelujah. With our eyes closed, let me ask you a question, brothers. Would you like to be in the rapture? Would you like to enter in with the bride, with the saints, the gentle bride? If you want it that way, you should say goodbye, old world. I'm through with you. And as you raise your hand to him, say, Lord, lead me the rest of my life. Lead me into the rapture. Lead me into this kind of life. Live in me. Here is my life. I surrender all to you. I give my all to you. I want this same spirit that raised Christ from the dead to dwell in me with our hands raised to him. As our pastor comes now, if he's going to pray for you, he makes us all pray. It's up to the highest one here. Amen. I hand over to him. Hallelujah.